From the Financial Times in London, I'm John Byrne-Murdoch, and this is FT News. A group of Russian hackers, going by the name Fancy Bears Hack Team, released another batch of athletes' medical records this week. This time the documents featured information on some of the most well-known competitors of the Rio Olympics. The FT's leisure correspondent Murad Ahmed, who covered the games for us in Rio, is here with me in the studio. Hi Murad, thanks for joining us.
Hi John.
Now Murad, can you provide some context to the original hack and what kind of information has since been released?
So the World Anti-Doping Agency earlier this week said it had been hacked by this Fancy Bears Hack Team group. And what it said was that confidential medical data had been released. And when you look into that data, the original release had big US athletes, the gymnast Simone Biles, who won four golds in Rio, Serena and Venus Williams, the famous tennis players, were amongst those that had their data released. And what it had really was information about therapeutic use exemptions. It sounds a bit complicated, but it's essentially drugs that would normally be prohibited, but have been allowed by sporting authorities on medical advice. So the athletes had prior authorizations to take these drugs. And the athletes have come out, and the sporting authorities have come out en masse to say this doesn't show any evidence of doping whatsoever, and this is an attempt to smear their reputations.
Now that, as we said, was the original batch, but we're now talking about a new data release, and that is perhaps of more interest to British audiences because included in the athletes whose records were leaked this time were cyclists Bradley Wiggins and Chris Froome. So big names over here. How have those athletes and the IOC itself responded?
Exactly the same way. They see it as an attempt to smear reputations, to get the sense that doping is a widespread issue, which it is, across the world, and try and get some of the most high-profile athletes attached to this. The wider context here is obviously the Russian issue. Before the Rio Games, WADA itself, the anti-doping agency, called for a total ban on all Russian athletes competing in Rio. And they did this because they found evidence of state-sponsored doping and also cover-ups with Russian officials going all the way to the top of of the Russian state and the Russian Ministry of Sport, who would approve cover-ups of positive drugs tests. And because of this, they call for a total ban. The International Olympic Committee, which is the governing body that runs the Games, didn't go so far, but dozens of Russians were barred from the Games. And the Paralympics, which are currently taking place in Rio, has barred all Russian sports people. And at the highest level in Russia, in the Russian state, they've reacted furiously to these allegations. And WADA have called this a wider issue with trust in Russia. The Kremlin, for its part, said that the Russian state had nothing to do with these particular hacks, but it's going to be an ongoing issue.
It strikes me here that Russia is sort of becoming a bit of a pariah in the doping sense. So how does the sporting world get Russia back into the fold?
Well, when I was out in Rio, I asked that question a lot, and I spoke to Sebastian Coe, Lord Coe, who's the head of the IAAF, which is the athletics sporting body, which banned all Russian track and field athletes from competing in Rio. And he said that his first priority is to try and get Russia back into the fold. The problem with this is that it's unclear how far the Russian state and Russian sport has accepted that it has a specific problem to doping and whether or not it takes it seriously. Things like this hack give the sense that they're trying to say that doping is an international problem and we should kind of turn a blind eye to it. It's clear that there's going to have to be a massive overhaul of the anti-doping regime. WADA might be changed or removed altogether and replaced with a new body. We have to look at how drug testing happens. Do we go for a whole 24-hour regime where athletes can be checked on at any one time? All of these are up for grabs, but fundamentally, unless there's real proof that Russia is willing to change, this is going to be an ongoing problem. And it's going to be a specific problem in the sporting world because the world's biggest sporting event, the World Cup, is in Russia in 2 years' time. And this issue of doping is going to hang over world sport unless Russia makes amends in some way.
Very interesting and certainly a story to keep following. For that and for more on these issues, visit FT.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.